Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Praise the Lord. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We pray for each listener listening, that they be enriched in everything to all bountifulness, that we may bless others. In Jesus' name, amen. As we continue with faith of a mustard seed. Faith and unbelief comes by what you're hearing or giving attention to. You must choose to have faith come in your heart by hearing the word of God. In Romans chapter 10, starting with verse 15, going to verse 21, it says, "And how will anyone go and tell them unless someone sends him?" That is what the scriptures are talking about when they say, "How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace with God and bring glad tidings of good things." In other words, how welcome are those who come preaching good news, God's good news. But not everyone who hears the good news has welcomed it. For Isaiah the prophet said, "Lord, who has believed me when I told them?" Yet faith comes from listening to this good news, the good news about Christ. But what about the Jews? Have they heard good news, the good word of God? Yes. For it has gone wherever they are. The good news has been told to the ends of the earth. And did they understand that God would give his salvation to others if they refused to take it? Yes, for even back in the time of Moses, God had said that he would make his people jealous and try to wake them up by giving his salvation to the foolish heathen nations. And later on, Isaiah said boldly that God would be found by people who weren't even looking for him. In the meantime, he keeps on reaching out his hands to the Jews, but they are arguing and refusing to come. Now in Mark chapter 4, starting with verse 24, it reads, "If you have ears, listen." I'm reading out the New Living Bible. And it says, "Be sure to put into practice what you hear. The more you do this, the more you will understand what I tell you. To him who has shall be given. From him who has not shall be taken away even what he has." Here is another story illustration what the kingdom of God is like. A farmer sowed his field and went away. And as the days went by, the seeds grew and grew without his help. For the soil made the seeds grow. First a leaf blade pushed through, and later the wheat heads formed, and finally the grain ripened. And then the farmer came at once with his sickle and harvested. Jesus asked, "How can I describe the kingdom of God? What story shall I use to illustrate it?" "It is like a tiny mustard seed. Though this is one of the smallest of seeds, yet it grows to become one of the largest of plants with long branches where birds can build their nest and be sheltered." Only unbelief will stop you from the supernatural. You must deal with any area of unbelief by increasing your time with God in prayer. You must fast or decrease your dependency on your flesh. Worldly and sensory input. This kind of unbelief only comes out by your heart, by prayer and fasting. Comes out of your heart by prayer and fasting. You must recognize that even Jesus was limited by an environment of unbelief. You must surround yourself with believers when you need to do the impossible. You must deal with your unbelief. You must remove the scoffers and the unbelievers as Jesus did. You must establish an environment of faith by removing the interior and exterior unbelief. In Mark chapter 7, starting with verse 23, it says, All these vile things come from within, that they are what pollute you and make you unfit for God. Then he left Galilee and went to the region of Tyre and Sidon and tried to keep it a secret that he was there, but couldn't, for as usual, the news of his arrival spread fast. Right away, a woman came to him whose little girl was possessed by a demon. She had heard about Jesus, and now she came and fell at his feet and pled with him to release her child from the demon's control. But she was a Syrophoenician, a despised Gentile. Jesus told her, "First, I should help my own family, the Jews. It isn't right to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She replied, "That's true, sir. But even the puppies under the table are given some scraps from the children's plates." "Good," he said. "You have answered well. So that well that I have healed your little girl. Go on home, for the demon hath left her." And when she arrived home, her little girl was lying quietly in bed, and the demon was gone. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. The woman of Canaan did not let offense stop her in obtaining her goal. Her goal was getting help for her daughter. She didn't let the comments of Jesus or even his disciples impede her progress. The devil uses offense to trip up the believer in their spiritual progress. The offense becomes a stumbling block to the believer. That is what offense does to us. It stops us. Offense is a stumbling block in our spiritual walk. The woman of Canaan refused to be distracted by offense. Satan uses many types of offense to distract us from Jesus, to take our eyes off Jesus. Offense is just looking at some bad circumstances. If you want to do the impossible, you must stay focused. Yes, focused on Jesus and the Word of God. If you establish an environment of faith, you will say, "What you want to come to pass, you will have what you say." Have a blessed day. Praise the Lord.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.